Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
Incredible team. Thank you, creative team. Amazing. Well, we're going to jump straight into the word because I've got 6 minutes, and that's including the giving. This morning, we have a very full service, and so this morning I actually just want to leave you with a thought. We're jumping straight into our new month of December, and so that means that's a new theme. And for those of you who are here last week, you may have heard that this month's theme is He Is. It's a really exciting theme as we begin to unpack who Jesus is. Who Jesus is, and so that is actually the title of my message and my only slide to show you in the next 4 minutes this morning. Well, they've given me 6 extra minutes. It's amazing. So, this morning I just want to leave you with a couple of key thoughts on who Jesus is and why. Because when we have a revelation of who Jesus is, it transforms our lives. It's such an important thing to do, and as we walk through this season, I would ask that every single one of us be thinking on this. Who is Jesus to me? Who is Jesus to me? Many people say things, different things about Jesus. Historians say he is a historical figure. Skeptics say he is just a myth. Some religions believe that he is a good prophet. But in our passage today, Jesus asks his disciples who people say he is. Our passage today is from Matthew 16, verse 13 to 20, and it goes like this. When Jesus arrived in the villages of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "What are people saying about who the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some think he is John the Baptizer, some say Elijah, some Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." He pressed them, "How about you? Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus came back to him with this, "God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answer from books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on the secret of who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you are, really are." This is the revelation of this passage today, the great exchange. "You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I will put my church together, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. And that's not all. There's a promise attached to knowing who Jesus is. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open every and any door, no more barriers between heaven and earth and earth and heaven. A yes for you on earth is a yes for you in heaven. A no for you on earth is a no for you in heaven." What an incredible promise. In this world today, the one we're living in 2020, in December, who do you think people say Jesus is? The question Jesus asks his disciple was not pitched before a body of people, like it's being done today. There's something to catch within the verse. Jesus wanted to know who his disciples thought he was. It was a personal question. Not an understanding of who the masses thought he was, who they'd observed him to be, maybe what they'd read about him, maybe what a neighbor had told them in passing. He wanted to know who they thought he was. "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter's answer has not been revealed to him by flesh and blood, but by God the Father himself. Simon Peter was not simply repeating something he'd heard somebody else say. He had a personal and God-given revelation of who Jesus is. And this today, in this short moment, is exactly what I'm pitching to our spirits this morning. Would we take a moment this morning to think about and get an understanding and a revelation of who Jesus is to you, individually, personally. If Jesus were to ask you today, who do you say that I am? What would you say? Think about your answer in light of how Jesus has personally revealed himself to you. For each person in this auditorium today, that could be quite different. And I'm going to unpack that in just a minute. Now, who Jesus is beautifully described in his word. But, you know, sitting in this room today, we will each have personal revelation and experience through the stories and our journeys of who Jesus is. As I consider my own life, Jesus to me is righteousness. He is wisdom. He is truth. And he is a signal. I'm going to explain those just a little bit further in just a moment. But to each person, they might look a little bit different. And it's based on your testimony and the revelation of what you've experienced in your relationship with Jesus. That's what makes it personal. That's why Jesus was asking his disciples a personal question. Because he wanted to know that they had a revelation of who Jesus is. To God the Father, this is who Jesus is. In Matthew 3, 16 to 17, it says, the moment Jesus came up out of the baptismal waters, the skies opened up and he saw God's Spirit. And it looked like a dove descending and landing on him. And along with the Spirit, a voice said, this is my Son, chosen and marked by my love, delight of my life. Can you see what God the Father and Peter, how their words are very different? Because who Jesus is to the two different entities is different. To God the Father, he is a son marked by his love. But to Peter, he was a Messiah, a Savior for all. Who is Jesus to you? He was standing here in the room today asking you personally, not a body of people, but you personally, who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you? Do you know you can know a lot about Jesus? The devil knows a lot about Jesus. The Word of God, you can read and gain understanding or knowledge, but still not have a revelation about who Jesus is. Do you know what else is possible? There are different attributes that we take on because we are broken, because we are sinful, because there has been a separation because of sin between us and God. Do you know that there are stages in our life that we may have had incredible revelation of who Jesus is and we walk away from it? He may have been our Redeemer, but we walk back to patterns of behavior and don't operate in who he is in our life. He may have been a sanctifier, but we step out in pride and offense, betrayal, and we walk away from he who covers. So this morning I'm going to ask that question, and would you ask it of your spirit this morning? Who do you say Jesus is? Who is Jesus to you? I'm going to ask everybody right now to close their eyes because I'm going to speak out who Jesus is. Some of the words for who he is. Would you let them sink into your spirit, because each one is going to have different words that speak to the spirit. And you go, that's it. That's who Jesus is for my life. Here is who Jesus is. El Shaddai. Lord God Almighty. That means powerful. And I've just been told by John after our first service, it also means he who nourishes. He who nourishes. El Elyon, the Most High God. Is Jesus Adonai, your Lord and your Master? Is he the one in control? Is he Yahweh, Lord Jehovah? Is Jesus Jehovah Nissi to you? The Lord is my banner. Is he Jehovah Ra, The Lord is my shepherd and my guide. Maybe he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Maybe he's Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Maybe he is Jehovah Zedkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Or Jehovah Mekodeshkim, the Lord who sanctifies you. Maybe Jesus is El Olam, the everlasting God, forever. Or Elohim, God. Maybe he is Kwana, the jealous God, who wants you and your full attention. Overwhelming thought. Doesn't want you distracted by everything that the world entices with. He is a jealous God, wants you for himself. Maybe he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Or Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Maybe he is Jehovah Sabbath, the Lord of hosts. Maybe he is Emmanuel, God with you. In your story, in your journey, there will be key components of who Jesus is, where he has come in and he has shaped and he has met you and he has revealed himself to you in those moments. Why is this so important? Why is it important to identify in your own life personally who Jesus is? Because in this passage, Matthew 16, when Peter has a revelation from God the Father of who Jesus is, this is the great exchange. Jesus said to him, God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. Insert your own name there. For you didn't get that answer from books or from teachers, but my Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on the secret of who I really am. And then because of the revelation, there is a promise or a prophecy spoken by Jesus himself over Peter, which is for us today. When you get a revelation of who Jesus is to you, he gives you a revelation of who you are to him. And it comes with this promise. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom. Keys to open any and every door. No more barriers between heaven and earth. Earth and heaven. A yes for you on earth is a yes for you in heaven. A no for you on earth is a no for you in heaven. You have that authority because of the great exchange when you have a revelation of who Jesus is. This is the beautiful exchange. Who is Jesus to you? Who do you say that Jesus is? What revelation? Where has he spoken? Where has he acted? Where has he operated in your life? There is so much to Jesus, and he will continue as you journey through to give you fresh revelation, and you'll see new facets of Jesus. But up until now, there will be a revelation point of who he is to you. And so I want to just really quickly this morning unpack just my final revelation on who Jesus is. It sounds like an unusual one. It's easy to say that to me, he is righteousness because all right things are found in Jesus. He is righteousness. He doesn't like us have to act in righteousness. He is righteousness. He is wisdom. I find it no coincidence that wise men seeing a star were drawn to wisdom. Like-minded spirits are drawn together. Whether you realize it or not, those who love the same things come together. They find one another in a crowd. So I find it really normal that wise men traveled to be with wisdom. Wisdom must find wisdom. And Jesus is truth. Do you know why so many in the world do not accept Jesus as truth? If I had more time, I would unpack this. But Saint Augustine writes an incredible book about why Jesus is truth and why people reject truth. The reason we reject truth, even though Jesus is true, and this is today, and this is when he walked this planet, when he stood right before them and they could see truth, many missed it. Do you know what kind of people missed it the most? Religious people. People who knew that they would be expecting a Messiah. People who knew that a Savior would come to set them free were often the ones who missed it. So we're not exempt from this journey of needing a revelation of who Jesus is, because I'm going to put my hand up this morning. There are so many times that revelation slaps me in the face and I miss it. There are so many times when a word is spoken off a platform or through a podcast or worship is sung and it's speaking a revelation to my spirit, but because I'm making choices in my life, prideful decisions, maybe things all around me and my world is focused around me, maybe I'm operating out of hurt, regardless of what it is, I am blinded, as Grace said this morning, to the revelation that the Holy Spirit is trying to send just for my spirit. It's why each and every one of us have to make daily decisions to get fresh revelation of who Jesus is for our own lives. But the reason why we reject that Jesus is truth most often is because the truth that we want to believe, is more comfortable than the truth that is. When you step into truth, he begins to give you clarity, which usually comes with a refining. Many of us choose our own truth because it's comfortable. Jesus says, step into me because my desire for you is to make you whole. Unveil those eyes, unveil that spirit, and give you fresh revelation. But I want to unpack just one of my points today, which is that God, or Jesus, is the signal. Maybe you've never heard of him referred like this. It was unpacked in one of the words here. It stands out to me. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. What does that mean? The Lord is my banner. Jesus is the signal for all people. Some translations use this, in just like you've heard in Jehovah Nissi, as banner. Jesus becomes the advertisement of meaning and life for everyone. He's not holding the signal or the banner and pointing in a direction. He is the banner. He is the signal, like a lighthouse right on the shoreline, guiding fishermen, guiding boats in so that they know where safety, they know where home is. He is the lighthouse. He is the signal. Jesus is a signal. He is the banner for everyone. It's not an exclusive invitation that he extends. He invites everyone, regardless of whether you have never heard of Jesus or you've known about him for 40 years. He invites everyone. When we accept his invitation, we accept him. And he will immediately rest in us. And the Bible says that his resting place shall be glorious and look like glory in our lives. Of course, there is some level of excitement for those of you who have a faith in Jesus, who understand who he is, about what is to come when we get to live in heaven with him. But this is the beauty of Jesus. He came to earth so that we didn't have to wait for heaven to experience what it is like to have Jesus rest in us. He came and did the great exchange on earth so that it is accessible here and now. Here and now. The righteous and wise Jesus rests in us here and now. What an opportunity for us when you have a revelation of knowing that you are the dwelling place of God. of the great I am. You are the dwelling place of the great I am. You're the reason he came. When you get a revelation of who Jesus is, the great exchange is that he gives you a revelation of who you are to him, and that he dwells within you. He dwells within you. This is who Jesus is. Do you know, I don't know who has come out to our service. I don't know everybody who is here sitting in this auditorium today. But this season is not limited to a story about a beautiful baby boy who was born. This season, in its fullness, is about why he came. He came for you. Not the person beside you, but the person who just thought that, for you. He came for you. He came so that you would have a revelation of who you are to him. Because he loves you that much. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. It doesn't matter the choices. It doesn't matter how much you know about him or how little you know about him. You do not need a degree to come into relationship with Jesus. All you need to do is accept an invitation to know him. Accept an invitation to begin a journey or re-begin a journey this morning with Jesus. He wants to give you fresh revelation and new experiences of who he is to you. He wants to speak over you who you are to him and the plan and purpose that he has for your life. So I'm going to ask that all eyes are closed right now in our service, because there's a moment or there's an invitation right here in our services. And it's only being passed through a girl on a platform, but it's actually Jesus who's calling your name, saying, come, come find rest in me. Come, let me wash you over with my love. Come, let me fill you with my spirit. Let me speak purpose and direction and dreams into your life. It is not hopeless anymore. There is hope found in me. That is a word for somebody this morning. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus came and he paid a price on a cross for you, because you were that important to him. Because he loves you that much. So I want to extend an invitation today. If you want to accept Jesus as your Lord, as your Savior this morning, would you just slip your hand up wherever you're seated in this auditorium? Nobody's looking around. I can see it. I see that hand. Thank you. Thank you. It's an incredible decision. I see that hand. That's an incredible decision this morning. I'm going to take the opportunity to look again. He's calling your name. He sees you. He knows you. He knew you before you knew all about him. But what he's looking for is just for your heart to say, yeah, I can't do my life without you anymore, Jesus. I need to know who you are and who you say I am. So I'm just going to look across one more time before we pray. Is there anybody else? I see that hand. Incredible decision. Amazing decision. I see that hand. That's a brilliant decision.